Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shoot. Ah, okay. Wow, I just messed up. But good morning, America, and good morning, world. I only selected a 15-minute show today. So I don't know if we'll be able to cover all the ground in 15 minutes. I should have selected 30, but I'll come back soon to do another broadcast, okay? Today is December the 28th, 2015. The year is 2015. The name of the broadcast today, and I'll also have some startup and ending music here real soon. But the name of this show is Feckless. It's Feckless. This, I despise this word. I truly do. I truly despise this word. I've been hearing this a pickup clause that namely the Republicans or the right have been using to describe our president, Mr. Barack Obama. And looking up the word, of course, I'm a research fanatic, and I decided to look up the word to see what it actually meant. And it actually means, and this is by dictionary.com's description of the word feckless, F-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. It means ineffective, incompetent, futile, having no sense of responsibility, indifferent, and lazy. Now, to me, this describes someone that is like the N-word, because it's simply because of the word lazy, and which equates to shiftless, and that equates to the N-word. I am so angry, I guess. I don't know what the word is, or so just fed up, you know, with this particular word as it describes our president of this, you know, or any president or any leader of any nation. This is ridiculous that a mature, civilized people would describe another human being, especially the leader of the free world, in this regard. It shows where you come from or where you're coming from in terms of your mentality and your godlessness, if that be the case. Because this is ridiculous, and it needs to stop here and now. So I just wanted to get that off my chest, and I hope the words of the ears of influence hear this. I'm sure they will, and they cease from this particular description, because it's absolutely absurd, especially the lazy part. Because let me just jump to this right quick. There's a study, this is on Newsmax, and I just Googled this just for kicks, and you can do the same. And this came out in 2014, the study says that Obama is the most traveled president with 31 costly trips abroad. Now, if he's lazy or feckless, he sure wouldn't be making all these moves, and he sure wouldn't be getting around the world as he does. At the same point in time in his presidency, George Bush had spent 116 days on 28 trips. President Obama spent 119 days and took 31 trips. Bill Clinton, 27 journeys for 113 days. Ronald Reagan, after 5 years, had taken just 14 trips in 73 days, while Richard Nixon took 12 for 60 days. Now, you do the math. I mean, you see where lazy, feckless, where that comes, you know, where does that even come into play? You know, when a person or an individual has, you know, and he's not, you know, flying around on vacation trips and joy trips and things of that nature. He's flying around trying to weave the world, you know, trying to weave the fabric, you know, of the world. There's something that he's got going on. There's something that's going on that most people don't even know about or don't even realize, and it's happening right before our eyes. And it's one world order. It's the one. It's moving toward the one world government. You know, look at the Russian flag now. It's red, white, and blue. It has three stripes, red, white, and blue. Why is that? That's not, you know, they could have picked any other color in the color tablet, but they chose that for a purpose and a reason. It's, I mean, you know, and now we're into a coalition, a Russian coalition with Iran and all this to fight one common boogeyman or one common enemy. And it's happening right before our eyes. And I think, I mean, it's a great thing. I support it. You know, I understand it. I explain it to people so they can understand it, because if it's done in the right way, it equates to world peace. in the long run. And this is what is prophesied in the Bible when it speaks of the 1,000 years of peace after the war and all this unsettling takes place. You know, and the war is not necessarily a conventional war. The war is a spiritual war, a religious war, and things of that nature. And this is why ISIS is taking the front that it has in its global jihad. And if you look that up and find out really what that is, it's a religious war. This is why my broadcast and what I teach and what I preach to people, you know, is one-ism. Okay, it is a one world or one God, one people, and one way of life. You know, and it is a Judaic belief. This is the Judaic belief principle, the one that Yeshua or the one they call Jesus, you know, believed and taught under. And we're gonna definitely, you know, confirm a lot of things in that regard. It's, what I talk about is not hearsay. This is confirmed facts, because, you know, simply because, you know, people are traveling the world, Christian island tour, trying to find, you know, Jesus and anything about him, but she's, you know, been unsuccessful thus far because she's looking for the wrong person. When we look for the right person, we'll find him. But anyhow, that's a whole other thing, and we'll get to all of that. I'm going to try to be more frequent on broadcast, pick up my ratings and things of that nature. I know the ears of influence hear me, and I'm thankful for that. Let's make some moves on what you hear, though. Now we have the dropout list on the Republican side, Lindsey Graham, you know, which was kind of surprising. I like Lindsey Graham, as a matter of fact. I know his purpose and what he's here for, what his purpose is in the world. He won't ever fade away. He'll still be very active in the world's evolution as long as he possibly can, because he has a purpose, and people will touch on that sometime down the line as well. As a matter of fact, it's Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and Joe Biden. There's a four, you know, what I call the four henchmen, you know, the world and stuff like that. So anyhow, John Kerry is kind of starting to move into a position as well. And he's what's needed. You know, he's a very good negotiator. And, you know, but anyhow, we're going to talk about Texas. Rick Perry dropped out, which Congressman Scott Walker dropped out. I like Scott Walker. I think he's a good, clean-cut guy. L.A. Governor Bobby Jindal. America just wasn't ready for an Indian-born type person to come forward in that regard. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I like some of his conservative. I like conservative points of view. You know, I really do. I think everybody ought to get out there and cut their own braid. I understand the wealth, you know, the wealthy not wanting to take care, no longer take care of the least in this nation and around the world. So I understand all that, you know. Okay, so, and then there were 13. So we got 13 candidates left. So that's, I mean, that's kind of chaotic within itself that there's 13 people running for, you know, for one position there on the Republican side. But it kind of shows you, you know, how all over the place, you know, the Republicans and the mentality, the ideology there really and truly is. I just call it what it is. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't pull punches, and I, you know, I just call it, you know, call it like I see it and call it like it is, you know, so, and that's just that. Ben Carson, he sort of quieted down with all the, you know, craziness that he, you know, stirred up for himself and everything, you know, so, my daughter was, you know, absolutely kind of stumbled upon a Netflix program last night, and it was called Gifted Hands. And she was kind of like, I kind of looked over her shoulder to see what she was watching. I told her, I said, hey, that's about Ben Carson. She said, really? She was like, wow, this is crazy. I heard this was really good. And I said, and it really is. Gifted Hands is a very good. Cuba Gooding Jr. is the main actor in there playing Ben Carson. And if you haven't watched it, you go over to yourself to really watch it. Very good theatrical piece there for to be entertained. The Donald, he is on his way out. He's like a bird with wings on fire, you know, headed, you know, straight for ground zero. He even said a whole lot of things about a whole lot of people and stirred up a whole lot of stuff. There's a small pocket of people that really, you know, support and believe them and stuff, like, you know, believe, you know, kind of in him and all that other kind of stuff, in a ridiculous sense of what he stands for on the platform. But that's what happens when, you know, when you you know, you got a lot of money and things of that nature. You dream about, you know, big things. I mean, it's just your nature, but, you know, most of it is not reality. So he's just not electable. He's a loose cannon. You would not fly, you know, in the Middle East and in Africa. They'd run him out of town real quick, you know, on a flaming buggy, you know, flaming wagon, you know. So this is not what we need at this day and time in our human evolution, in our civilization, as we go forward towards one order, one world order. We need cool, calm, and collected heads to come together to guide this world into the way of peace on earth as it is in heaven. This is how we get there. Fox News is starting to go negative on him. He's, like I said, he's just on his way out. Watch him crash and burn. That's just kind of how that goes. The Democrats, Bernie Sanders, he got caught with his hands in the cookie jar. Same on this information that some people in his support group, stole some information or whatever the case may be. That pretty much cooked his goose. But he's been asked to stay there and remain in the race simply because we need him for media coverage and to make more money. If there's only two candidates, you know, in the Democratic Party, then, you know, of course the coverage is cut, and, you know, he's the only one that stirs up any type of challenge towards Hillary, or apparent challenge or appeared challenge towards Hillary Clinton, and draws a crowd and things of that nature. So, I mean, if it's not for Bernie Sanders and their media, revenues would be cut drastically and severely. So, you know, we understand why he's still there. Hillary, she's really the only electable candidate on either side of the aisle because of her experience, her connections, her money, her wealth, her positioning, her leadership, you know, in terms of who she is and the IAEA and different things like that, who the Clintons are, you know, globally and in relationship to Russia and China and all the world superpowers. You know, this is what's happening above 30,000 feet, you know, from a global perspective. And it's definitely going to be a good thing if we put God in the head, as the headstone, you know, of all that is taking place. I didn't say Christianity or some type of religion. I said God, and He alone. You know, when we get back to that way of life, one God, one people, one way of life, then we will have peace on earth. It's called harmonic, or harmony in the universe, and this is what it takes to be on earth as it is in heaven. ISIS, you're going to start seeing them fade out, as we did see the Iraqis, you know, reclaim. You know, as theatrical as it would be, Ramadi, they're jumping up and down with joy and things of that nature, the victory sign and all that kind of, this is great, this is good. ISIS has really run its course, just like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and things of that nature. They have a purpose. You have to have a boogeyman or one common enemy to bring the militaries together in a coalition. When the militaries come together in a coalition, then the nations soon follow. In a global coalition, and this is a wonderful and beautiful thing. You know, we need to embrace this this coalition effort and embrace the order. It says I got 90 seconds, so this movement. So anyhow, Risen is a new movie that's coming out, and I'm going to come back because they call the Messiah in the movie Risen, Yeshua. This is another step in our human evolution of the truth coming to light. Mankind coming to free Judaism, one God, one people, one way of life, you know, coming to order. The Torah, you know, I have the Torah. If you don't have a Torah, please love me. It's about 60 seconds. So love one another. Take care of one. That's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do simply because God is love. But the Torah, you know, get one. Don't go by hearsay. Do the research and find stuff yourself. They are very, you know, range in price, but you'll find the books of Moses and the Torah. That's all you'll find is the books of Moses, Genesis, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Leviticus. They're all in there. You know, those are the only books in there. And it's an amazing thing, but this is what Yeshua, Jesus, you know, actually studied to become who he is and who he was in the 33 years that he lived on this earth. We got to start showing signs of prosperity around the world. Where we've been, Libya and different places like that, we got to start nation building right now. This is the only solution. This is the only solution, you know, to ISIS and to all this stuff that's taking place in the world negatively. We got to show proof that we are here to help and build nations. Mr. President, everybody around the world that has the power, let's go forward with nation building and let's make it happen. Show evidence that we're doing things and making a change. This will stop. If a man has the opportunity to pick up a shovel versus an M16 or AK-47, if he has the opportunity to pick up a shovel to help build his nation and build his land, you know, for his people and for his children, he's going to choose that any and every day over that AK-47 or destructive or ballistic device. I tested this. I talked to some people that have, you know, some relation, some understanding and relations, and some distant knowledge of ISIS, you know, indirect knowledge of ISIS and what they offer, you know, to their recruits is money, a house, and a wife. You know, this is what I was told, you know. So if you look at those basic things, you know, towards, you know, simple prosperity, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to buy into that, you know, into that crazy philosophy where, you know, it just totally doesn't make any sense, you know, because, you know, simply you cannot kill, you know, how can you think that you can kill or destroy God's creation, man, you know, human being, and think that you're going to receive, you know, goodness, you know, and greatness, you know, in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom that you're trying to get to. That just totally does not make sense. That mindset and methodology, ideology, just totally is way out in left field, you know. But when you do that on earth, you offer a man money, house, and a wife. It makes it very hard for him, especially when he has nothing, has not, you know, to refuse those basic things, and makes conversion. I denounce one and I convert to the other, you know, in the name of whatever, you know, and so be it done. You know, it makes it that simple and that easy. But what we have to do to counter that right here and now, and I'm speaking to you, Mr. President, I'm speaking to all the leaders, Mr. Putin, you know, all the leaders around the world, you know, we have to, you know, start showing signs of prosperity development. And I know that this is what the track is, and this is what, you know, all the world leaders, you know, in the coalition and stuff want to happen, because there's a lot of money in nation building. I get it. You know, Dick Cheney and all that other kind of stuff, you know, I truly, truly get it. So we need to show evidence of this this action or events, you know, taking place right here and now. This, I guess, I guarantee it, this will stop all the craziness in its tracks. You know, if we show signs that we're countering with houses, with roads, infrastructure. This is stuff that Mr. Obama has always been talking about, you know, here in this great country, but also around the world. You know, once we can stop all the bullets and the mortars and different things, or the, you know, construction and construction groups and contractors can go in, you know, I understand that we can definitely, you know, put forth, you know, the nation building effort, but we have to show signs of it right now. Libya's land dormant, Egypt's land dormant. You know, in the places that Iraq is, you know, kind of in that, you know, in that middle ground and stuff in that nature. But it will cease all that stuff. You know, Al-Assad won't stand a chance, you know, if we show prosperity in the making. You know, we show nation building, you know, as promised. And we can go forward with that. You know, it makes, you know, United States a supplier nation, China a supplier nation, Russia a supplier nation, you know, India, all these different places. You know, when you're talking about I need a billion houses to build and millions of roads to build and different infrastructure and stuff, hey, there's money there, so let's go get it. Let's make it happen. Let's do it right now. It's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do. It's long overdue, I'll tell you. I'll just say that. But anyhow, just want to kind of get that out there. Oh, yeah, and I want to close with this little tidbit of information. Benjamin Pierce Cheney, Dick Cheney is related to Benjamin Pierce Cheney. He lived 1815 to 1895, and I'm doing this strictly off of Wikipedia. The American Expressman, Cheney is a very distant cousin. Dick Cheney is a very distant cousin of Harry S. Truman and the United States president of today, Barack Hussein Obama. The three share a common ancestor in Marie Duval, a Huguenot, okay, who lived from France to England in the 17th century and later settled in Maryland of this United States. How about that? That's confirmation, folks. That's fact, not fiction. So anyhow, just want to share that with everybody. Love one another. Take care of one another. I'll come back for a longer broadcast next time. Until then, peace on earth and goodwill to men. 'Tis the season to love and to give. Till the next broadcast, take care for now, and so long.